Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this new episode of Athletico Mince with me, Andrew Dawson. I hope you're fit and well, living your very best life and untroubled by the increasing number of wasps that are about. Imagine yourself in the not too distant future at a pick your own fruit farm with close friends or family. The sun blazes in a clear blue sky as you fill your basket with strawberries, raspberries and even a few gooseberries. This tranquil scene is punctured by the arrival of an aging tramp-like man, moving erratically with a cloud of wasps swarming around his head. He appears to have covered his flesh in some kind of thick grease.
Do you want to come and watch me wasp circus? I've got them all fully trained, like. Just smear some of this swamp vinegar on all your exposed areas and you'll be immune to their stings, just like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, little grease ball, with your head like a pool ball. Oh, T-side weirdo, your life's a frickin' freak show. Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Andy. I see you locked down, Andrew.
I didn't mean it when I said your life's a freak show. I was just being, you know,
impish. I know, it's just us being laddish, isn't it?
It's just banter, isn't it?
Now, listen up, you mentioned gooseberries there.
Gooseberries, yeah.
Gooseberries. Do you like a gooseberry or not bothered?
Never been that into them, to be honest. Never developed a taste for them. Didn't like them when I was a kid, because obviously you've got a different palate when you're a kid, haven't you? And you only like sweet stuff, and they ain't the sweetest.
So do you still just live on refreshers and sherbet fountains?
Yeah,
and
strawberry laces, stuff like that, yeah.
Strawberry laces.
Dummies. Oh, that's...
Well, let me recommend you the gooseberry fool. That's nice.
I bet it is.
You should get a go.
Can you get it up the shops?
Can I get it at the shops?
Can you get it up the shops?
No, you've got to make it yourself. Can you get it up the shops?
No?
Aye, no, you can you get it up the shops?
Are they sold out of the gooseberry fools up the shops?
No, they don't make it correct. It's kind of just custard cream and gooseberries.
You know what? I almost lapsed into that character who lives with Banana Rama, who you hate.
Please, I beg of you, don't, please. Hey, Andrew, are you in front of a bookshelf? You've changed where you're normally... Isn't the normal vista?
No, I've just adjusted it a little bit. I've added some more stuff to what used to be behind because it's better for the sound quality. It absorbs the sound.
Yeah, books as an absorption technique.
You appear to be in some kind of, I don't know, it looks like a charity shop. The back room of a charity shop.
They've opened Top Man specially up for me because I need some tight jeans. What's the big red book immediately behind your head?
The big red book?
Yeah.
That one there?
No, behind your head, not to your right. That one.
That is the complete David Bowie. It's great. It's got everything he did in chronological order.
If it's complete, does it include his flesh and hair samples?
Yes, it does. You've got your plant section.
I know that you were excited about the German football coming back.
Yeah, I've been watching it earlier on because we're doing this on Saturday tea time, would you call it?
Yeah, did you enjoy it?
I did. It was weird, but it was fun. I watched Dortmund play
Schalke.
Borussia Bierkeller,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's not true. what was it like not having the crowd?
It was weird. It felt like a bit like a training game almost, or like a pre-season friendly, but it was good to watch. Yeah, it's football, isn't it? You've got to take what you can get.
It's just like your life, really. I mean, yeah. I get followed around by a crowd wherever I go, so I would miss it.
Whereas with me, people try and go the other way, across the road to avoid me.
Listen up, I've got a John Cooper lockdown poem.
All right, go on
then. Interested?
Always.
It's called Ape in a Rage. Okay.
Who's it about?
John Cooper Lock. Sorry, darling?
It's about you, is it?
No, well, maybe. Have a think once you've heard the words.
All right, well, shut up.
So it's John Cooper Clark lockdown, all right.
Yeah.
Ape in a cage, ape in a rage, can't get out, can't get comfy, all of a sudden his chair feels lumpy. Ape in a cage, ape in a rage, he's only just detected that his helmet is infected. He itches, he slaps it, he pounds it with a house brick. Ape in a cage, ape is dejected. It's really hit him hard that his helmet is infected. But that ape could be you, Andrew, could be me.
I know, is it really about an ape or is it really about man and mankind?
That's poetry, isn't it?
What does the helmet represent?
And what is this mystery infection?
Exactly. I enjoyed that. Hey, what's behind the door? Yes or no? Yes or no? What's behind the door? I don't know. I don't know.
He don't know.
Three scenes behind an imaginary door, Bob. I'm going to open that door, let you have a look inside, decide if you want to proceed further and investigate. Three things. Number one, a miniature baseball game being played by some mechanical mice.
Okay.
Would you go in and have a look?
Oh, I'd have to see as I go along.
Would you go in and
no,
through
I
the
wouldn't
door?
Bother going along. I wouldn't bother going that. I thought if it was tiny little fellas, I would have been straight in there, but no thanks.
Not mice?
Not mice, no, I'm not bothered.
They're just mechanical, they're not real mice, nothing to be frightened of.
Yeah, but the shape doesn't appeal, not a mouse
no,
shape. No
I should
thanks.
Also add it fucking stinks in there.
Well, now you say.
Second one, it's a koi carp pond. But all the fish have got a head at each end. Ooh. Would you go in
I've
and have
got
a
head at...
A head at each end.
I'll go have a glance. I'll have a glance at that.
Yeah, I thought you might. Last one, Ackerbilk. He's doing the dual wicks online workout with a string vest on, purple wife fronts, and, of course, his bowler hat. Obviously, he's shit-faced.
Yeah, I'll go and have a look.
Yeah,
go and have a chat.
Maybe have a little dance with him, eh?
Yeah. Do you want a name?
Oh, please.
All right, you could be, Andrew, I mean, you can be Ronnie Hot Dogs, but you could be Clint Boombox. Doesn't sound great, does it? Plays his cassette radio up his drainpipe to ward off pigeons, gremlins, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
All right, you could be, okay, Duncan Good Times, yeah? Holds a party in his loft every Friday, right, with dairy slices laid along the full length of his rafters, yeah? And his cold water tank full of Lancashire cider.
Can I get the Dairy Lee slices exchanged for Laughing Cow triangles?
No.
That's a northern.
Okay. Finally, we have Shitty Shotty Ron. Yeah? Arouse or oppose him and he will spatter you with natural toffee. Oh, you could be Ronnie Hot Dogs.
That sounds barely legal. I'll go with Ronnie Hot Dogs if that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely
stick
fine.
With what you know in these trying times.
I intercepted via some software malware, yeah?
Who you get that from?
It's from Infinity Rocket Plastics. Yeah,
of course.
Nigel Pearson's been practising his quotes again.
Oh, good. All right.
And he's just seems to be doing just like famous quotes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll play it for you, Andrew. First one, he was obviously doing Bill Clinton.
Right.
I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm not going to say this again. I did not have a fight with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. If I had had a fight with her, it is a fight I would have won easily. But I didn't have a fight with her. These allegations are false. Not bad, really, were it, Andy, that one? I've just paused the tape there.
It wasn't great, but it was all right.
Winston Churchill, he did.
All right, yeah.
I shall defend our islands, whatever the cost may be. I shall fight on the beaches and win each individual fight. Yeah. I will fight on the landing grounds using British fighting techniques. I shall fight in the fields and in the streets, with standard British fighting moves and exceptional fighting skills. I will never surrender unless the lad I am fighting's parents turn up and issue a bollocking. We've got a John Lennon. He did next. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making plans for your next fight. And he's done a Shakespeare, Andy.
Oh, I thought you were going to see a Shakespeare Stevens there. Never mind.
To fight or not to fight, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to get stuck into a rumble and suffer the lampings and wellies of fortune, or to fight all cheeky bastards against a sea of troubles, and by fighting them and winning that fight, to sleep and prepare for thy next scrap. That's what he's done.
Very nice.
Do you enjoy him?
Very enjoyable, yeah. Nice bit of history.
Quiz time, Andrew.
Is it? All right, then go on.
It's the Bobby. Shall I call me Bobby Fat Bob? Chef Bobby? Chef Bobby. Chef Bobby's calorie quiz. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Here it goes. Its title is Oink Pap Thrum Puffs Peanuts! Thwack Oink Fiber. Oh, yeah! Pop, pop, boing, crispies. Give me just a little more time. Calories content, high to low, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Three mm-hmm. favourite breakfast cereals, which I'm sure you're familiar.
Yep.
Sugar Puffs per bowl. I believe it's a 40-gram serving or whatever, but all the same serving. Sugar Puffs, fruit and fibre, Rice Krispies.
Right, I'm going to... my gut instinct is that Sugar Puffs is number one. So that leaves
the
us
most calories.
Fruit and Fibre or Rice Krispies. Now, I think that Rice Krispies is going to be fairly low and Fruit and Fibre would be deceptively high. So I'm going to go the order you gave me, Sugar Puffs, Fruit and Fibre, then Rice Krispies. When do I get my prize?
Unlucky, Andy. Bastard. The highest is Fruit and Fibre at 250, then Rice Krispies, and the lowest, so here's an idea for a
sugar
treat
puffs.
For yourself, is your Sugar Puffs.
Wow,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It is. That's the reason they taste shit these days, because they've took all,
they the, took sugar, all the sugar out
of
them. Do you remember Start breakfast cereal?
Was it dreary?
It was like honey-coated, but it would take the skin off the roof of your mouth when you'd eat it. And Steve Cram used to advertise it when they first brought it out in the 80s.
Don't remember it.
I got a box of it a couple of years ago for old time's sake, because that's where I'm like,
yeah,
you know,
why not? Yeah.
Took the skin off the roof of my mouth, as you'd expect.
Still doing it.
Then all of a sudden they stopped doing them. I was looking them up the other day, and they stopped doing them, and they replaced them with Kellogg's Cars 3. So they replaced them with the kids. You know, the film Cars 3. They replaced them with the same thing, but for kids.
Yeah. Well, I suppose only kids are gullible enough to go back to a cereal that rips the roof off your mouth, Andrew. Maybe that's the
reason. Well, I mean, I don't
reason.
Know why you'd give that to your kids, but there you are.
Now, listen up. What food, you've intrigued me there, Andrew, what food do you think is the number one surface of your mouth shredder?
It's got to be hot pizza. When you just can't wait and you want to get stuck into it.
So, no, are you talking about burning there, though?
Well, are you talking about, like, actual abrasion?
Oh, for fucking hell. Your little, what was it they were called? The Smarts weren't hot, were they? But they ripped the top of your mouth
off.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know. You didn't specify whether it was texture or whether it was heat. It took the skin off.
So what do you think's the most texturally damaging food?
God, remember when this was a football podcast? I don't know. My automatic answer would be Start, but they don't do them anymore. What would you say? You've got something in mind, obviously.
No, I haven't.
Have you not?
Just having a conversation. I feel very aware that there are foods that do this. Perhaps our listeners can send in, tell us.
Yes.
Because I feel there is an answer.
Yeah. And we'll put them in. We'll put them in our new newsletter we're going to start doing. We're going to have a newsletter where we put in, you know, we'll tell you there's a new episode out on that, and if there's something in it we've recommended, we'll stick a link in that in. It's, you know, further your material.
Your newsletter sounds shit hot, Andrew.
Thank you. I'm pleased to continue not to use the word hot there. Go to athleticomince.com/mincemeal to sign up to it, and it'll be shit hot.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Gangs of the EPL.
Wow.
Well, thanks to the great work of Infinity Rocket Plastics, I've stored some malware onto Harry Kane's laptop.
Right.
The one his man bought for him. Mm-hmm. And you won't be surprised to learn that yesterday there was a virtual White Arts gang meeting on Zoom.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It was chaired by Harry from his mum's garage. Mm-hmm. And it featured Harry, Debbie, Eric Dyer and Son Ming. Yeah. Sorry, I'm Son.
Yeah, we know you mean. Yeah. Son thing.
I've got it on a WAV, trapped in a WAV. So I'll play it for
Release
you.
Release it then. Release the WAV.
Here we go. Hello, Debs. Hello there, Son thing. Eric, are you there?
Yes, boss.
But we can't see you, Eric. Can you turn your camera on?
Which button is that?
No, am I going to be something?
Yeah.
So. Remember, he spent 6 years in the Bundesliga before he came to Britain, didn't
That's
he?
That's why he's German.
Yeah. It is a small picture of a video camera. Just click on it with your mouse.
Has Eric got a mouse? I love mice. I want a mouse. Can I have a mouse, boss? I promise I'll look after it forever. Computer mouse, Debbie. Eric hasn't got a laptop. He's using his dad's PC.
His dad's PC? Great news. I hate racism and all that.
Oh, there you are, Eric. Eric, are you still in your pyjamas?
Yes. I tried to get them off over my head and they got stuck. So I'm waiting for me mam to come and help.
Okay, Eric. Thanks, Eric. So I declare this emergency meeting of the White Hearts Urban Gang open. So everyone, feel our ferocious heat. Right, I've called this meeting because last night Debbie was attacked at knife point. That is some serious biscuits with an old style penny on top to boot. Have you got biscuits, boss? You mind if I go and get some from my secret box on top of the wardrobe? No, stay where you are. As the great Winston Churchill once said, the biscuits will have to wait. So, Debbie, did you get a good look at your attacker? He had a scary mask on, you know, like in a jump scare movie.
Oh, I loves the jump scare genre. It never fails to upshit me. What about you, Eric? What?
Come on, guys, let's concentrate. Debbie, okay, no. Can you give us any description of your attackers? I know this must be very upsetting and fraught with flashback potential, but I think it's important that you try. Well, one of them had a very fat arse. I told the police it could be Jordan Pickford or perhaps Ross Barkley.
Boss.
What is it, Eric?
Maybe Santi Cazorla.
He's turned into a Native American.
Just a second. Is Eric a Red Indian?
I was going to say, I think he might be now.
Well, let's go with it. Eric, have you been eating ice buns again? Santi's no longer a peaky gooner. He lives abroad now in some Spanish party resort. It can't be him. Debbie, do you think it was gang-related? Maybe the Hammer Boys or the Stamford Foreign Legion? Well, I mentioned it to the Razzers, but they said they had CCTV of them changing vehicles behind Carpet Tick, and it was just a couple of skinheads.
Maybe it was John James Shelby from the White Stripes.
Buzz.
Yes, Eric.
Or Arden Moy from the Albion Cod Squad.
Eric, I think the police force would recognise the faces of professional footballers, even if the footage was grainy due to the shadow cast by Carpet Warehouse. Honestly, Eric, and stop fiddling with your pyjama top, will you? It's very off-putting and distracting to boot. So, Debs, what did they steal from you? Worst thing they could have stolen.
Oh, please don't say they stole your agile mind.
No thin song. They stole my entire watch collection, me dancing cane watch, me watch shaped like a toaster with get your finger out written on the back, my wireless Bluetooth digital watch with the Plumrose hot dog strap, basically the lot. Well, I must say this sounds very upsetting, and I wouldn't blame you, Debbie, if you were in a right fluffy buffery with a dash of carnation condensed on top.
Boss.
Yes, Eric, this better be pertinent and not a sidetracker swerve ball.
Tinned peaches and carnation cream.
Is that it? Is that your contribution, Eric? Well, I must say it's very flaky and unhelpful.
He's right, though, Harry. It's a wonderful combination.
Yes, well, so is empathy and understanding. How are you feeling, Debbie? A bit shaken, Stevens, if I'm not very much mistaken. Yes, boss, as well distressed and dreary, I was going to use this lockdown to learn how to tell the time, innit? Well, maybe we can help you with that. Eric, can you tell the time? Eric?
No.
What about you, something?
I know 10 o'clock and 6 o'clock, because that's when I feed my shark.
I tell you what I'll do, Debs. I'll send you a link to a website where a religious bloke teaches time-telling by cutting up a cake into 12 slices. Will I get a slice?
Me too, please, boss. And can I have carnation on mine?
No, Eric, you can't. Look, let's all go on eBay and see if anyone is selling any of Debbie's beautiful watches.
I found them, boss. The Plumrose hot dog, the dancing cane, and the toaster watches.
Well done, something. You are like a crime buster or a cracker type character.
Boss.
Yes, Eric.
Can I have a cracker?
Eric, you are making me very frustrated and fidgety. Cracker is the name of a famous detective, not a savoury biscuit.
I thought we weren't allowed biscuits.
Oh, fuck off, Eric. What's the name of the cellar, something?
Santi, I love to party. And he's also selling skinhead novelty party masks on his site.
Well, I never... Santi Cazorla, so you were right all along, Eric. Go and fetch yourself a biscuit.
Thanks, boss.
I'm sure the professional police force will be very interested in this information. I suspect you might be getting your watches back quicker than you can eat a bowl of peaches and cream. and the White Arts laughed so hard it was as if all the cartoon characters on Eric's pyjamas were exposing themselves and pissing on a selection of brass hinges and fixings. Andy, do you think that story is a bit like the series 24? You know, where the computer geek lass is on the internet looking for clues and that?
Yeah, nah, not really, because most of 24 was him running around and, you know, punching people. So, and there wasn't much of that. No, I would have said it was a bit more like Criminal Minds. Was that the one where they've got the geek lass and the doing all the computers and everything?
Oh, right. So, I mean, it sounds to me like I must have done a pretty strong script then.
Yeah.
So, Fatty, do you fancy a chitty chatty?
Yes, please.
All right. Andy, do you reckon you would make a good grappler, you know, or would your tits get too hot and chaotic if you were subjected to, like, a Boston crab or a similar move?
I reckon I'd be pretty good because I have the ability to release tit sweat voluntarily. And I could admit it onto my opponent and cause them to slide off,
slip out of a hold.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, correct.
All right,
true.
Andy, you know that strap of fat on the back of your head that appears whenever you like raise your head up. You know, for example, to look at a kite.
Yeah.
Can it be milked and used as a frying medium? Just wondered.
I've not tried it, but I'm feeling it now. I'm looking at the ceiling and I'm feeling it, and yeah, it feels quite milky. So I think it could be. It's just untapped at the minute.
It's untapped. Hey, you never know. There might be a vaccine in there.
Untapped head fat.
Which do you consider the superior cuisine, Andrew? Italian or British? You're laughing. I don't know what you're laughing at.
What would you regard as British, like dumplings?
Oh, this British food's beautiful.
What's pork chops?
Steak and kidney pie.
That sort of thing.
Steam syrup pudding. Wow. Fish and chips.
Yeah.
Shepherd's pie, cottage pie.
You've convinced me, British.
Much better, isn't it?
I was thinking sugar puffs and maybe pasties. Yeah, there's so much more than that, yeah.
I'm not really that, you know, Italian cuisine. So you've got your pizzas and you've got your pastas.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, really?
Well, you've said it now.
I'm just saying, I'll have a steak and kidney pudding, thanks. I'll give the pizza to the fat lad up north.
Different types of pastas, though. You know, spaghetti, rigatoni, and the ones that look like bow ties. So,
yeah,
plenty
but
to choose from.
Different shapes, so that maybe entices you, Andrew, but it's just flour and water and a bit of egg, isn't it?
Yeah.
Honestly.
You said it. Controversial.
So, Andrew, we got Roy Hodgson on the line from his home. I'll look after this. Hello, Roy.
Who? Who? Is this the thing?
Yes, it is, Roy. How are you doing?
Not great. Not great.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I've been locked in my garage for the past 72 hours.
Oh, dear. What happened, Roy? Someone knows you're in there, yeah?
My wife and her friend Christine, who stay with us during isolation, they're both aware of my
So are they not letting you out or something?
My wife and her friend Christine are responsible for my incarceration.
For your what?
Incarceration.
Oh, incarceration. Sorry. Right. Yeah. So how did this happen?
Well, we were all having a nice game of rummy cup.
Sorry, what? Rummy Cub?
Oh, Rummy Cub, you know, the tile-based game for 2 to 4 players, combining elements of the game Rummy and Mahjong. Rummy Cub!
Oh, okay.
And I might have unleashed a pair of Neuro Gauntlets and a small army of Chaos Space Marines on their asses. Oh, I got carried away.
Are they not legitimate in Rummy Cub?
No, they're from fucking Warhammer, aren't they?
Oh, all right. That's all right.
I got confused. I got confused and overexcited.
So what happened to the game then?
Well, it all got a little bit all smashed up and that.
Right, and now you've been locked in the garage, right?
Yeah, I have. I've been told it's for my own good.
And have you learnt anything from this, Roy?
Yes, I've learnt that I've got no interest in any other games than Warhammer, and also that my wife's friend Christine is a bitch.
Right, all right, that's enough, Roy. I'll have to stop you there. We can't have that kind of language, sorry.
Bitch! Warhammer! Fuck Robbie Cub! Fuck it in the eye!
I've cut him off, Bob, sorry. I've just cut him off.
Yeah, no, you do right. You
that's
do right.
That's not acceptable.
It isn't. No. Andy,
yeah.
Sean Dyche, yeah, he sent his players a motivational WAV to help them get through the lockdown, yeah?
Okay.
I managed to get a copy using spyware from SkyBlast, yeah?
Ew, SkyBlast
Rocket Systems, yeah. it's a really terrifying bit of software from a, quite frankly, Andrew, terrifying company.
Okay.
So I'll play it for you.
All right.
You need to stay at home and practice on your own. Keep your arse cheeks clean and stick to my routine. Get up early, 6:30, put bacon, fat and butter on your Weetabix. Shave your thighs, then put on your kit. If your shorts aren't tight, then you're probably unfit. Sit on the pot till 7:30, then wipe your arse with a slice of melon. It's nice and absorbent, nice and cool, and if you've had a clean break, you can eat it too. Make a pork pie smoothie in your Kenwood blender, then wash your hands with turkey render. At 12 o'clock, on the dot, take your second visit to the pot. Never strain, but don't go easy. You need to make space for your chips that are cheesy. After your chips, you'll want to kip. On waking up, wipe the dribble from your kit. Go into the garage once a day, catch all the insects and punch them in the face. 4:30, dig a hole in your lawn, fill it with bolts and your girlfriend's corn. At 7:30, eat a gammon slice, always with chips, never with rice. Bed at 10 with an evening pie, have a tummy tank, and then it's good night. And remember, gravel, hardcore, screeding, drainage, damp proofing, plaster, pie. And that's the Burnley way.
So that's his motivational WAV for players during lockdown, Andrew.
That's excellent. You can apply that to ourselves as well because we're all physical people these days, aren't we?
That's a nice sentiment.
Hey, do you reckon Echo and the Bunnymen are still bringing on the dancing horses, Bob? Because, I mean, it was like 1985 when they did that. Those horses are probably dead now. And I mean, dancing horses, it's been outlawed as cruel now, isn't it, I think?
I hope so, what
do you reckon?
I don't think so, Andrew.
Do you want to end this episode now, Bob?
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
As always, thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.